My brothers and my sisters, Advent blessings to you. We hope that you enjoy, that you're blessed by this podcast. And I wanted to ask a personal favor. If you do listen to this podcast, hopefully it's enriching your life. It's helping lead you closer to Christ. And this podcast is one of many things that we do here in the Life Teen Movement to try to lead teens and their families, to try to lead souls closer to Christ, to try to build this kingdom on earth. Now, right now, we're in the middle of our Life Teen annual appeal. During November and December, we're asking souls like yours to help advance this mission, this movement of the Holy Spirit. So what I'd simply ask is that you would pray for us, that you'd pray for this movement, that the Lord would continue to bless us, to open doors, to help us develop new ways to reach out to souls in need and to reach out to strengthen families and parishes across the world. I'd also ask that you go to lifeteen.com/donate and give whatever you can, however great, however small, again, to help us advance this mission, this movement of the Holy Spirit. Know that we at Life Teen pray for you, we love you, and we're grateful to you in advance for any and all support you can give us. And pray for us as we continue to develop new resources that will help all souls, young and old, grow closer to Christ. God bless you this Advent and Christmas season.
You're listening to the Advent edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Well, I have to tell you, my family, I'm not what you'd call a patient man. But I do love the season of Advent. It's probably the only 4 weeks during the year that I don't mind waiting. So thank you for spending time with us. We do not take this lightly. We hope this podcast blesses you and your family and your preparation for the Holy Mass. So let's get to it. Our second reading, or actually our first reading on the second Sunday of Advent. See, I'm already getting ahead of myself. First reading from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 5, then verses 9 through 11. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 85, verses 9 through 14. Our second reading from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 14. And our gospel from St. Mark. Now we're in year B. St. Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. When I say to you that the Messiah is coming, it probably doesn't mean a ton. It means something. Obviously, into your faith, you know that Jesus is the Messiah. But for those of us in the 21st century, when we talk about the coming of the Messiah, we don't necessarily look at it the same way they did back then, back in the Old Testament times. Ever since the fruit juice was running down Adam and Eve's face, and God promises us a Redeemer, the people had longed for this Redeemer. They had longed for the Messiah, and especially the nation of Israel, because the nation of Israel was constantly being overpowered and sacked. It was kind of like the little kid on the block who was constantly being bullied by all the other world powers and nations around it. So when the nation of Israel held on to this promise that God had made them for a Messiah, and they longed for him for years, for decades, for centuries, for thousands of years, longing and waiting until that time would come. And they were supposed to be preparing. They're supposed to be ever prepared for whenever it was going to happen. So in that way, we're kind of like them, because the season of Advent, we're supposed to be preparing. But even when you hear this first reading from Isaiah, this is happening during a bad time in Israel's history, okay? They were getting beaten around again. They were getting taken into exile again, and that was going to be coming and happening. And Isaiah was trying to warn them. God was warning them through the prophet. And basically what it keeps pointing to is, look, the glory of the Lord will be revealed, okay? There will come a time we'll have to prepare a way out of the desert, all right? And all of mankind shall see together that the Lord has spoken. And they're going to go up onto a high mountain, Zion. So it's talking about what's going to happen, this thing that's in the offing in the future. And then they thought it was going to happen then. And it still was hundreds of years after Isaiah. But you could tell even at that time they were longing. They desired God's presence in this way. Okay, and that's where in the responsorial psalm, they're saying, Lord, let us see your kindness. Grant us your salvation. They're begging God. They're beseeching God. They're imploring God with tears. God, come be with us. God, send us our Messiah. Send us our Savior. And that's why in the second reading, as Peter was talking, he's saying, look, the Lord is not going to delay in his promise, all right? We need to be patient. He's patient with you. We should be patient with him, all right? And what we have to understand, again, is that we're awaiting these things. We should be eager, and we should be eager to be without blemish, which means we should be prepared for that coming. And that's what Advent's helping us to do, to prepare our own hearts, to prepare our own minds for what's going to take place when Jesus comes, not just as a baby, but when Jesus comes again at the end of time, but when Jesus comes into your life this week. And that's why in this gospel from St. Mark, we hear again of John the Baptist. And what does he keep saying? Prepare. Prepare the way of the Lord, okay? And as he's pointing, he's saying, okay, now this is the time. that at a point in time in history, when the time had finally come, God sent this messenger, John the Baptist, to point and say, this is him, to leave no doubt. And you have to understand, again, this is not like it is for us. They desired and longed for this Messiah for so long that when the time finally came, they could barely wrap their heads around it. They could barely believe this was the time because others had come before John and said, I am the Messiah, or he is the Messiah. So how do they know this was the real one? And John was trying to let them know. You're going to know because he's going to baptize you with water, yes, but also with the Holy Spirit. You see, they were trying to prepare for an event. John was trying to prepare them for a person. My brothers and my sisters, how many of us have gotten trapped in this already during this Advent season? We've been preparing for the event. Maybe you've been online shopping. Maybe you've been looking around. Maybe you've been setting up and decorating the house. And certainly, none of those things are terrible because these are all part of how we enter into Christ's birthday. But my brothers and my sisters, if we are more concerned with the event than the person, if we're preparing our houses and our homes and our lives for the event, the Christmas holiday event when family comes over and we exchange gifts and we do this and that, rather than the person who's crashing into our presence at that Christmas Mass, who's crashing into our presence every single day through the sacraments, through the Word, through one another, if we're preparing for the event and not for the person, we've missed the boat. You and I, my brothers and my sisters, should have an urgency, an urgent desire for Christ to be within us, among us, and King of us once again. We should have an urgency to encounter Jesus every day in prayer, in reading the readings, in going to the Eucharist. We should have this urgent desire in our hearts for Christ to come back today, for us to be with him forever today. And if that urgency isn't there, that could mean there's sin that we need to reconcile. Or if that urgency isn't there, it's not because of something God's done. It might mean that we need to really rededicate ourselves to prayer again. We need to eliminate the other clutter and make room for God again. That we need to prepare more than our homes, but our hearts for the coming Messiah, for the coming of Jesus Christ. And when he comes, glory comes with him, as Isaiah pointed out. And when he comes, my brothers and my sisters, his promises come with him. We should be thankful for John the Baptist and for all those that God sends into our lives, all those holy and heroic men and women whose lives proclaim the greatness of God and whose lives act like huge arrows pointing to the reality of Jesus Christ. Thank those people in your lives. And as you prepare your homes, prepare your hearts, because the Lord is coming. And when he comes, it's going to be glorious. God bless you.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at LifeTeen.com.